Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Third time's a charm, unless you're listening to hardcore listening.
Oh my God, yous are hardcore. If you're still listening to this, then impressive and worrying.
Well, enjoy the episode and whatever decorating you're doing at the moment to get you through it.
Chris Glasson and Stuart Rolwithin would like to disassociate themselves from anything that comes out of Big Papa J, Justin Price's mouth.
But, any end of him, really.
Disclaimer. He does not reflect the thoughts and opinions of Hardcore Listing.
Right. Thank you to 76, Brad Acton, and our sponsors, Iron Bang Boom, and Love Beer.
Yeah, parental advisory. It's a drunken soiree in the Within. Chris and Stu present Hardcore Listing, the podcast. Right, look. Welcome back to Hardcore Listing. This may well be mid-episode, or it might not be mid-episode. We don't know because it's just rolling on. So
it's probably part three.
Possibly. It might even be halfway through part two of the Patreon one because we don't know how long we've been going and we don't know how long we're going to go for because we've had too much to drink. So we had a list of top fives to do, and I've only got one left, so I don't know what else anyone's got to say. But my last top five that someone suggested was top five puppets.
I've got it.
Oh, this is a great top five, this.
Sexy puppets.
Just what was your number one on a desert island quickly? Did we get to the bottom of that?
We said a sofa, didn't we?
So you said a sun lounger.
Because I like to sunbathe.
Yeah, and you wouldn't sacrifice luxury. Stu, what was your number one?
I'd go for a guitar.
Right, I'm going to go just for a knife. We can move on now.
Elvira?
Okay. Okay, so top five puppets.
Mm-hmm. About one of those like kind of sex dolls with the rubber vaginas. Who's in for that? Because they look well good these days, don't they?
They are. I'm thinking upgrading.
If you're going to choose one of them, you've got to fashion one from something that's been in either film or TV. I think.
You reckon?
Yeah, that's the idea.
Mike Reed's arsehole.
So you're going to take Mike Reed's arsehole to a desert island?
Yes. In rubber format, so there's no real, emotion.
Can it hand up to salt water? You can wash it in the ocean.
Is it dishwasher proof?
You rinse it out in the ocean when you take your shit.
I'll take two things. I'll take Mike Reed's arsehole and a jet washer. You know what I mean? Oh, this is
it. If you pressed a button and it said one word, what would that one word say?
Pat!
Pat! Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I reckon I'd go for wallop.
Oh, that's shit.
What's a dry slap?
That's just a backhander, isn't it?
Is it a backhander?
Yeah, I think so, man.
Oh.
He used to like giving out a dry slap, didn't he?
Yeah,
he didn't give a shit. I'll give you a dry slap, son.
He didn't give a fuck, mate. He was head of the Vic.
Yeah.
So he didn't give a shit, you know what I mean? Yeah. He could finger anyone he wanted to, and it was just part of being the pub owner. You want to come in, love? Have that, two fingers. Now fuck off. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Why was it? Because, have it right, he was with Peggy.
Yeah, he loved her.
Did he?
Who was with Peggy? I thought Mike was with Pat.
Frank was with Peggy, wasn't he? And Pat was, you know, she was proper crumpet, wasn't she, in her day? And she still looks lovely, Babs. But
you went nuts deep in Butcher, mate. You weren't coming out.
But he chopped it in, didn't he, for a bit of fucking Pat Wicks.
You could take your dog for a walk inside that, mate. You can let your terrier sniff around in it, mate. Oh, Jesus Christ. You can make love to that while two dolphins were jumping for her ears. Oh, shit. Fucking love you, Pat. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, fucking hell.
You take your dog for a walk in that.
While two dolphins are jumping through him. Oh, shit.
Jesus Christ.
Fucking hell.
Oh, that's bad news. That is bad news. Oh, fucking Pat Butch, I love you, man.
My face aches.
Oh, that is bad news.
My face.
What were we talking about anyway? Frank Butcher going to work?
Puppets.
Let's go into puppets because we need to just draw.
I've got a puppet.
Just draw a line under all of that.
Right. This I've got a puppet that's not the most famous puppet, and it's not even. This is not done for the.
Have you just made it up?
No. It's not even for the sake of amusement. One of my favourite puppets in any movie is that cunt at the end of Labyrinth. Tally ho!
Yep.
Oh, that one. That terrier that's just flying around.
Mate, he's a quality, isn't he?
Unreal. He doesn't give a shit, mate. He don't give a shit.
He's on that dog, isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, mate, he's a quality puppet.
Yeah, he's a little terrier, isn't he? He's just flashing around. Man, he's
so, number one will be that.
Yeah.
On a lead.
Aggressive terrier. Yeah.
Wicks.
Using his lipstick as a lightsaber.
Chris?
Mate? I really like Zippy. My favourite puppet of all time is Sooty.
You can't
tell me what my favourite number one is.
I've got Sweep in mind, right? Because I put Sweep up there with Zippy, right? Mm-hmm. Just a busy cunt. He's the sort of person, if you're at a flashpoint and you're fucking about to lose your shit, and you just need a voice of reason just to go, mate, it ain't that bad. What you don't want is it be going, fucking him. Or you want Sweep going, me, 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 like fucking letting you, and you just think, oh, I'll fucking do him then.
And imagine like, enough, you can make love to Zippy and it'd be casual. Make love to George, it's abuse. That's totally true, isn't it? It's totally true, isn't it? It's like, Zippy's too far. No, Zippy's a cunt, George is vulnerable. And that is what fucked me off about.
Look at Bungle, right?
Bungle's a dangerous person.
Have you ever seen a picture of the original Bungle?
Bungle is the guy who's into fucking indie music and like.
Bungle's 8 times the size of the other two.
Bungle's the bloke at Donington that's never had it off, right?
Yeah.
That's just spent fucking 45 quid on a fucking Iron Maiden t-shirt and some Joss Sticks, and he's just lingering around some other person's tent.
Yeah.
That's Bungle.
Yeah.
Have you seen the original Bungle?
Yeah, I've seen it. It's so
weird.
Have
you ever seen the original Bungle?
Mate, it'll blow your brain. You won't be able to handle it.
I need to come back to. Sooty and Sweep. Sweep is way funnier and better than Sooty in every stretch.
Sweep's just an aggressive, busy cunt.
He's fucking amazing, Sweep. Just the hand movements used in that puppet.
Two cunts, right? You got it.
One
Basil Brush.
Yeah.
Spit the dog.
and emu. Spit. Just busy cunts.
Oh, emu's
emu is just the extension of fucking Rod Hull's knob. Yeah, and right, I don't care if his family listening.
Let me just talk about Bungle. Going back to Bungle, right?
He would use emu to wank a small child off, right? And say, it's so true, don't it?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
He's so in it.
He was like, dangerous
oh,
as fuck.
Oh, come here. I'm going to wank a lip.
I think there's probably a second
emu
second
is just...
It's Joe Beasley and Cheeky Monkey. Oh, you
so
Cheeky Monkey.
So weird. So weird. Emu is so weird.
Sweep didn't do any of that.
No, Sweep's good, mate.
He's sound as a
Sweep. Sweep is, he is a churchgoer. He is everything you want from a puppet.
He's little
if
Sweep.
If you were strolling down the street and that just popped his head out, right? Yeah. Bungle's a scary fuck. That's normal
so
Bungle.
That is so dangerous, mate.
Yeah, Bungle's fucking makes no sense. I've got my eyes are close together. Bungle's eyes are way too close together. Bungle's face is literally the fucking size of the top of a pint glass within a massive head.
Can
it
you
makes
show me
no
a picture
sense.
Of Bungle or a picture of you?
I'm going to show you old school Bungle because it's fucked
fucking
up.
Old school Bungles, it's like insane.
Rumbling the Bungle.
Rumbling the Bungle, mate.
You would not want that.
There's
Bungle
so many good puppets
jungle.
Out there, though, aren't
there? A lot.
Like Beaker. Beaker's a good guy.
Good shout.
Beaker's a good guy. He's...
Fraggle Rock. Doozers.
Oh,
I'm going to throw a doozer in the mix.
Yeah. Fraggle Rock, mate.
Yeah, Fraggle Rock's unbelievable.
Kermit was all right.
I like Kermit.
Ernie was all right. Grout, was it? What was that? Prick who lived in the trash can? Groucho? What was it? Oscar.
Oscar the Grouch.
Oscar. Bless you.
Oh, God.
The Count. He was alright.
The Count.
Fraggle Rock was good, man. That's a great fucking shout, that.
Yeah, I'm going to go. I like it. I'm sorry, I'm just still looking for this fucking original Bungle and it's so fucking wrong.
Sexy cartoon characters?
No, we're on puppets. Let's
oh,
not,
wait,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. You're going to take it to Jessica Rabbit. That yes, is that I mean, is no that, no way, yeah. Stu, is that... No way. Stu, are you serious?
About 2 or 3 years.
Stu, are you fucking joking?
That's what Bungle looked like for
no
years.
No way did they look like that. That has given me nightmares, Stu.
They gave a lot of kids nightmares,
that
mate.
Is so fucking scary. Show
dark,
me that
isn't it?
Again. Mate, that's the darkest thing I've ever seen in my life.
No,
there's
it's totally
no
true, mate.
Way.
It's totally true.
Well, that was on kids' TV.
Yeah.
Mate, that is fucking horrible. That's horrible, mate.
It's grim, isn't it? Mm.
That's the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. I love horror films. I'd put a motherfucker in that, in a
yeah.
horror film.
Yeah. So one that I'm going to mention, everyone remember the trapdoor?
Yeah.
Oh.
Burke.
Yeah, but that wasn't a puppet, right? That was plasticine, wasn't it?
I suppose
it was
so.
His little purple fucker, wasn't he?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. Trapdoor is one of the best. Also, one of the best theme tunes. But...
Stay away from my trapdoor.
It's not a puppet, though,
Stay
bro.
Away from my back door. That's
Something down below. What other puppets?
Which puppet had the biggest knob?
Oh, good question. Well, you'd have to go with Bungle, because
yeah.
it was
I guarantee that was unbelievable. That was like... That.
Bungle would have had 14 inches of literally stone-cold fucking furry
you
steel.
Cut that off and just set off like a red
Mate,
set
I'll
of
tell
catching
what,
a frisbee in a
field. I'll tell you what, you cut it off here, bro.
So true. His knob was like a separate red setter that would just set itself around a field, catching stuff, come back to his home later and I'd go, hi, Bungle. Sure or not, Shay?
Bungle.
You know what I'm talking about, though.
Definitely. Bungle's job was definitely a red setter in its own right that would catch a frisbee.
Can you not tell people what a red setter... Because for a second it took me a while trying to tell me what you're talking about. A red
setter's
a fucking
dog. It's so true.
Bungle's dick is a dog. If you cut it off...
It's a red setter, mate. Just flying about a field.
Independent of its owner. Almost a lost dog.
Any other puppets?
No,
I can't.
We must be able to find some.
Yeah, well, we could if we.
What's gold is this podcast is possibly the worst we've ever done. This is actually going to patrons
heard.
That are actually paying money
I've
for
never
this.
Heard anyone say
I can only apologise.
Bungle's dick is a fucking red setter. That's just next level.
Chasing a frisbee in the field.
Who takes animals out these days?
Most owners.
Oh yeah.
Ultimate 80s wank fantasy.
Oh my god.
That was not the top five, was it?
No, I just made it up.
Very good. Right, okay. So I've got it. Who's a black guy of Gladiators?
Shadow.
I'm going Shadow.
No, that's rape fantasy.
Do you reckon Shadow makes love?
He makes headlines.
Yeah. Who was the one that Ulrika was with? Like the one with like the blonde hair? Hunter. He makes love.
Well, my brother said he once saw Hunter walking out when he was in his heyday, he saw Hunter walking out of a house holding another dude's hand.
Really?
Gossip. Yeah, but I mean, yeah, Shadow's the one, isn't it? Or Rhino. Saracen, airtight engineers on you. Powerful stuff.
Wolf made love.
I guarantee. He's got.
Hopefully, when he came, he just went.
Wolf's got two levels. He used to fuck with his hair down. But when he had his hair in a ponytail, that's when he made love.
I think the same could be said for Michael Bolton.
Yeah, 100%. Or Curtis Steiger's.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
All right, look, let's separate this.
Do you think men with long hair when it's down make love?
Of course they do, mate. That's all they do.
That's what it's there for, mate. That and headbanging.
Do you reckon Marty Pello made love when he had long hair?
Yep. A lot of people with long hair made love, didn't they? Let's have a think about it. I'm trying to think of some people.
Neil
from the Young Ones.
Who had long hair in the 90s that made love?
Oh, this is fucking brilliant. Right, okay.
Dave Grohl?
No rock bands ever make love.
No.
He would. He used to wear a lot of roll necks.
Rick Astley, when he had long hair, made love.
Yep, yeah. Is there anyone with a long... Oh, shit. Who are those cunts? Bee Gees?
Every single BG made love.
Yeah.
Barry, Morris, Robin.
They all got an A as well, I reckon.
Definitely. You know, Barry Gibb, he's up there with probably... I reckon if we ever done top five lovemakers, let's do top five lovemakers.
Do you know what? I'm so into this. And you know what? I've got a few. I've got a few guys who made love, right?
No one knows Mark Barrett, do they?
No. But he's just Barry Gibb, isn't he?
Yeah.
Barry Gibb, but a bit younger. Guys who've made love, right? This is incredible, right? So I'm going to go for Barry Gibb.
Yeah.
Do you mind if I pull out Michael McDonald into the same?
Oh, that's a good chat. It's a good chat.
Who's that?
Michael McDonald.
He was the singer in the Doobie Brothers. So he sung...
So many promises never should be spoken. No. Don't know that song.
Nothing.
My own. He also sang. Can you give us?
This isn't how it's supposed to be.
He also sang.
Nothing.
I keep forgetting. I'm not in love anymore.
Yeah, Michael McDonald, man. Oh, that's the thing.
Forgetting. Yeah. Okay,
all right. Things will never be the same again.
He also sang when he was in the Doobie Brothers. Was it Doobie Brothers? Yeah. What a fool belief. That's Fool Belief.
Oh, that's a tune. Forgot about that.
How's it go?
I don't know.
Sing it.
And what's a Fool Belief? I don't know. Da, 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 da.
That's a
Fool Belief.
Oh, it's a fucking tune. Michael McDonald was the epitome of yacht rock.
What a Fool
Yacht rock is kind of, I guess you would say...
I'd actually say he's my favourite singer, Michael McDonald.
His voice, if anybody can sound like a beard, sounds like a beard.
That's so true.
Yeah.
I know.
He sounds like a bearded bloke. It's like
your uncle goes, fuck off, move out of the way, it's karaoke time.
Yeah, I've got this.
It's exactly like that, isn't it?
Came from somewhere another. That's fucking how Fool Belief's go.
It's like, move over. Beady Boy's here.
Yeah.
He's unbelievable.
Yacht Rock is that kind of white shorts, white shirt, kind of early 80s, bearded kind of... I don't really know how you'd even explain.
Soon our love would always be true. Is that about it?
That was the duet with...
Anita Dobson.
Wouldn't a Brian Mann eat a Dobson? There'd be too much feedback in the studio. They'd never be able to fucking do it.
She's the only one with more pubes in her muff.
Per square metre.
Per square inch.
P-S-I. Yeah. P-P-S-I.
She shaved her head, but her muff hair grew twice as fast.
That's exactly what happened.
And Anita Nobson.
Right. We're going to have a little bit of what Four Believes, in case you don't know what it is, Chris.
Four Believes. Oh. This song makes me cry,
oh,
bruv.
Oh, right. Yeah. Good song.
He
had a place in my heart.
Beaded.
This is Peter Pan and him.
She had a place in my heart.
Oh, yeah. That guy needs to live forever.
Yeah. He's definitely made love. He goes in the lover's vault. He's in.
So, Michael... Bolton.
Default.
He's default Mothlaker. Love maker.
Mothlaker.
Curtis Steiger's make love?
Well, the thing about Sebastian Steiger's...
He's wondering now, hold on.
He's looking through the curtains while Michael Bolton's making love to his wife. Why he's looking through the curtains going, yeah. Why didn't I do a better job at that?
Because he was preoccupied blow drying his hair.
Yeah, too late. I'd say Curtis Steiger is out, Michael the McDonald, and the other bloke?
Bolton.
Bolton's in. Donald, Bolton in, Kurt Steiger's out.
Who are you saying, Chris?
Gibb's in.
Yeah.
Gibb is in.
All three BGs.
All three BGs definitely in.
Pavarotti.
That's a good show.
Yeah, but he'd have an heart attack halfway through.
He don't care.
Can you imagine? He's about to fucking blow his beans and he's about to peak.
Yeah.
Vocally as well.
He would
die. I'd ride him for that. He would
die on his pork sword.
Yeah.
He would. Someone would be riding that like a fucking waterbed as well.
Yeah. I tell you who I'm going to have who's disappointed in bed, right? Who's that guy who's Canadian and tries to be like Frank Sinatra?
He's the fucking irritating Christmas cunt, isn't he?
Yeah.
Boobs.
Boob late. Guarantee. Your wife wants to make love to him. When she walks away, she goes, "Do you know what? I should have not cheated on my husband."
Cause it's just like fucking Mac. But she went in there thinking it was a McDonald's, and she came out feeling sick.
Yeah,
she was like, "I didn't need that big."
Yeah, Mac. She's feeling a bit Christmassy. He's saying all the right things. He's trying to be a bit smooth.
Yeah.
But then 3/4 of the way through trying to make love,
had too much salt.
Yeah,
he's having a little look at his phone.
His helmet is tapered like the end of a pencil.
Exactly that. Not that.
Right, top five women who can make love.
Right, now we're talking.
Now we are fucking cooking with gas.
Now we're talking.
We've had a little warm up with the men.
Mad Lizzie from TVAM.
Oh my gosh, that girl.
She would have an heart attack on the end of your knob, and you'd have to throw in a river.
I was about to say she'd power through, but you dealt with it.
No. She'd spin around like a firework, and you'd have to dump in a river and fuck up and go. Well, I haven't seen her tonight, police officer.
Yeah, it's called a Catherine vaginal will. You just literally, you have to lose it. Yeah. It won't go away.
No, she'd explode on your helmet, and then you've literally got to say, well, you know, I didn't even leave the house tonight, officer.
Spontaneously combust. Yeah.
So your puns tonight have been amazing, by the way, mate.
Right, so that's Mad Lizzie.
Yeah.
Who's saying, Chris?
Gosh, mate. Oh.
We should have planned.
Do you remember Salma Hayek in Desperado when she's singing that fucking song on the end of the bed playing the guitar?
I do remember her with pigtails
in Dogma. Yeah, no. In Desperado, she sings that song at the end, and I'm just like, you want to make love, and I'll last.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
That long?
Yeah, no, see, the thing is, what are the rules here? Because the thing is, someone like Salma Hayek is just going to go, good evening, welcome to my piss flaps.
She's too hot.
Yeah.
Like, Salma Hayek wants to make love.
She's crossed the line.
And she's crossed the line because she's just better than us.
It's called the Heine what, 90, is that,
what are we like, saying here? Yeah. She's too good for us.
Yeah.
So we can't make love to her.
Yeah. We're not worthy.
Okay,
we're not worthy.
We're not worthy. So irrational.
I mean, I'd like to have fucked Blair from Eldorado.
He was good.
He had that kind of sort of skin back hair that you could have put into a ponytail that said, I can go on the piss, but I can also run a marathon. It's so true. He has stylish hair, but he could also act, and he had stamina, and that's what I loved about that guy. Yeah. He could run 26 miles, you know, off camera.
But he'd still destroy your whoopsie.
Yeah, he'd go to work, and you would have a clue what's going on. You know what I mean?
So that's one of your top five women.
Carry on, I'm going to piss.
Right, so what we got? So we've got Salma Hayek, Blair from Eldorado.
Sure. What woman are you throwing into the mix, mate?
I'm thinking about someone a bit bigger.
Okay.
When I say bigger, I mean fat. I'm thinking about... I'm thinking about men again. Have you got any women?
I want to hear your whatever comes to mind.
Let me have a little think about it.
Yeah. All right. Other women I think could make love like crazy. Crazy love makers.
Yeah.
Nigella the cook.
I like her.
Oh, I bet she can make love.
Oh. Now we're talking, brother. What's her name again? Is her name Nigel?
Nigel.
Yeah.
Nigel Law.
And Nigel the cook. Right. So, has she got tits?
Yeah, she's got boobs. Yeah. Big ones, actually. Right. She's got big ones.
Now we're talking, mate. It's like,
she's very good
but
at cooking.
But she's definitely female, yeah?
Ridiculously sensual. Whenever she says anything, it's like, oh, my God, that woman. I reckon Joan of Arc would have been an insane lovemaker, actually, when it comes to women. You wouldn't have had long with her, to be honest with you.
I always feel like they had bad hygiene back those days.
Probably, but then so would you. Your dick would have been like a block of fucking Bishop's finger, right? Yeah. It'd have stunk like hell.
But I always have a gentleman's wash. I like, you know.
Yeah, but that is coming from a modern man now, you know, wearing your snakeskin jacket and your American Stetson, mate. But back in the day, you might have been quite a toe rag.
Quite
the toe rag, mate.
I tried to keep
myself clean. I see you cleaning out troughs.
No, I tried to keep myself clean, but that doesn't always work, does it?
It doesn't always work, mate. No, no matter what you do, sometimes...
I'm just trying to think of some ladies that I'd like to make love to. What's it? What is it?
Who are going to make love to you?
Oh, right, make love to
you.
Me. Right, okay, I got it, right. Okay.
Make love. Can you imagine Tina Turner having sex with you? Oh, Jesus mate. Christ.
She would have done this. She would have walked past you like this with the hands up, like stacking my head. I call you, I want to need you. Yeah. Heart's on fire.
Sucked you up in there. She can actually, you out.
I know about Tina Turner. She can actually fire fireballs out of her crutch as well.
She, a private dancer was all about that.
Oh, really?
What? Yeah. Having a VD?
No, private dancer. What she used to do. Her... She
fire bits of charcoal at her and...
No. She done it at a works Christmas party in 82, just after
this.
The Private Dancer album. And she literally, it was...
She fired charcoal into the sun.
It wasn't charcoal, no. She fired two frozen Brussels sprouts at Mark Knopfler from Dire Straits. It was the Grammys at the after chapeau. No.
Each one hit him in the eye.
And right. Literally, like, because he was prepared to pay for it, but it was money for nothing. Mm. And like, but
casual.
Yeah. And apparently, when he because he made gentle love to Tina Turner, and apparently to this day he said it was it was the pork of life.
I mean, she'll hook.
Well,
you
she's
up.
Probably the only black woman, soul woman, who's pissed flat from Strawberry Bootlaces. That I know of, anyway. But I've seen her DNA profile, and she is at least 80% vagina. And that is a rarity from a lady.
That's definitely a rarity.
That's a rarity from
any woman that is 80% vagina.
She is. That's a rarity from the Motown.
Archives.
Yeah. Even Stevie Wonder said it. He said, "She's a massive cunt." he's never even seen her.
Top five women who would eat you alive. Number one, Grace Jones. Don't even try.
Unbelievable.
Come on, man. There's no one like Grace Jones.
There's a new Grace Jones thing on Netflix, which I've not seen.
That's a smooth cock right there.
Yeah, but Grace Jones is going to fucking murderise your dick in seconds. Like, I don't even want to show her my penis.
Yeah.
She's going to fucking... She's a boss.
Who else?
I actually think Grace Jones is really cool, but...
top five, one, two, and three, and four, and five.
Oh, I fucking love Grace Jones.
She's she is fucking intense, isn't she? She's so cool. She's cool as fuck.
Beyond cool.
And she's been in fucking Conan.
Yeah.
Five stars. How can you even compete with that? Cool, artistic, also Conan fits in so good.
I actually don't think
she might beat Conan.
I don't actually reckon you can make her. I don't really can satisfy her. That's the problem with Jonesy. You can't satisfy her.
No, she's going to eat you alive, mate. She needs.
Oh, I
she
think
needs
she needs a hybrid.
Males,
she needs a hybrid of like superstar, buff fucking warlord and slick pop star.
Yeah. Ain't going to happen, mate.
Conan Keating.
The only way Grace Jones get stimulated is when she swallows suns up her cunt.
Yeah,
like she just does star systems at a time.
Yeah,
nothing else, mate.
I mean, if I had to make love to her, if I had to, I would snuff her unconscious with some chloroform.
Yeah,
stick the extended version of Cool Runnings on, and then just do it up the arse. Grace Buns.
What's that?
I'm pretty sure that's going to sound here.
Oh, God.
Anyone else got other outtakes from the extended version of Cool Runnings that they'd like to talk about? Just message them to us.
I'm sure that's fine. If you're listening, Grace.
Call me.
Tweeting Cool Runnings. Me too.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Who's got the biggest piece in the world?
Oh, that's a good question, actually.
Are we talking?
It definitely, and this is not a racial thing, but definitely a black guy.
Okay.
Maybe.
Do you think? Actually, the guys who got the biggest numbers are normally white guys, aren't they?
All I know is one.
But on average, the black piece is the best piece.
One time, I picked up a pack of condoms off the floor in a pub I worked in.
Classy.
Which was
glory days.
Massive mix of cultures
Corey
in there.
Glory days.
And my Caribbean mates in there, right? The one of the guys was the size of your door. He was half a foot taller than you. And
what is happening?
I don't know if it was his condoms, but I picked up a pack of his condoms, and they were from somewhere in Africa, South Africa, and they were the thickness of a balloon.
You smoked that like Hamlet.
They were at least that long when
podcast
I unrolled
gold, podcast
it, mate.
Gold. That's
9 inches. 12
inches?
What is happening?
That's 12 inches, mate, there.
All right.
Maybe nine. Jesus Christ. It's big, though.
Yeah.
Are we talking about this guy's Corey?
Mate, these condoms, they were fucking absolutely massive. So all I'm saying is maybe if that's the size, like if you roll out a normal condom in the UK, they're not a third of the size of this fucking tyre.
Top five words for a penis.
Wand. You've said that a lot, and it's definitely up there now.
Prick.
I like. Do you know what I've started to favour lately?
No.
Plonker.
Yeah, it's a good one.
It is. I like winkle.
I like ding dong.
So ding dong's a good one.
I like the aggressive
schlong
ones.
Shaft.
Prick's great.
Cock is unreal.
Yeah.
Cock is just a good solid.
I like bell pot. Piece.
Bell piece. I'm right. Yeah. Weapon.
Junk. Tool.
Tool's good.
Sounds good.
Yeah. My mate's nickname.
Peace.
Peace is fucking the best.
My mate's one for his own dick is the truth. Because he says the truth hurts. He can't handle the truth. I'm not well done.
See where he's gone now.
He's got a tiny dick.
Does he make love?
No, he's got a tiny one.
Right, so hang on.
If
so
making
we're,
love is
hang
urinating
hang on,
next
so
to
So we've
women.
Talked about people making love. So we've gone Barry Gibb.
Morris Gibb, Robin Gibb, Michael Bolton,
Michael McDonald. But we've realised that Curtis Stein is just watching
Michael
for the
Knight.
Curtains, yeah.
Hoff doesn't make love.
No, he's not. He
didn't have time. He had to get back in the car before he scooted off.
Yeah, he
was double parked.
Lando Carizia made love.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Fuck, did Han Solo?
Nah.
He was in
there. He's dirty. He always
shot first.
Han Solo would have been one of them ones where he'd kind of kiss and cuddle and then he was just like, I just want to wank on your tits.
Yeah, I'm going to go to work. I'm
seriously,
going to work
let
now.
Me
yeah.
do it because Chewie's waiting.
Yeah, exactly. He's got shit to do. He's got shit to do.
Chewie had a matted arsehole. he's got problems going to the bog. So you're either a hairy guy, you're not a hairy guy.
Exactly. As much as Solo would have liked to have fucking... spent a bit of time fucking making gentle love with Chewie in the room.
I actually like that guy.
He had to get down to Pets at Home and have fucking Chewie's arsehole's anal glands.
Yeah, squeezed. he had to get him injected. Right, if you had to make love to an animal, where are you going?
Oh, dear. An animal? Is it any animal from any part of the kingdom? So we might be talking. How about sea?
No, I'm thinking. If I got to make love to an animal, right, I'm going. And you've got to because you're horny.
Someone's got a gun to your head.
Yeah, and you're horny.
Yeah.
I'm thinking. I'd go for a cow because they got really, they got really nice mouths. And if you put a bit of lipstick on those, and put a cap on backwards.
Are you thinking of a cow? Or are you thinking of a cartoon cow?
Now cartoon cow, you know, they've got those they've got the lipstick on, they've got the cap on backwards, it's like, yeah, I'm street.
So you'd have it off with a kind of street level.
Yeah, I'm totally like gang leader.
Aggressive as well.
I'm after both sex and positioning. I want power. I want power in that game.
Okay.
Yeah. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking, what happens if that cow's dangerous? Why don't she cut you open, mate? I think it's dangerous.
It's not grabbing. The hooves.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, go on. Go on.
I haven't finished telling you about it, then I was going to make love to. Alpaca? Dog? crab? Any kind of crustacean.
Where are you fucking a crab? It's a tough one, isn't it?
In the arsehole?
Fucking hell.
That's my choice. That's my choice, Chris.
In a crab's arsehole.
That is my choice.
Oh, I'm going to bang that crab right up the arsehole.
Fucking hell. Right, we need to wrap this up.
Okay.
Look, just thanks for coming over and fucking spoiling our podcast.
Thanks, mate.
It's been emotional. What I will say is, probably, I don't know when this is coming out, but...
it won't come out, will it?
At the end of April, it's my birthday, and... We've hired this little fucking barn in the middle of nowhere, and... me, Just, Chris, Pip, and my friend Mark from up north, and our ladies are going to descend upon this.
Did we get you onto any top fives tonight?
No.
Yep.
For the weekend. So we're going to take the podcast equipment there as well. So we're going to try and get everyone to have a little fucking couple of top fives while we're down there as well, which might be interesting. So if for some warped fucking reason you want to hear more from this idiot, yeah, stay tuned. I'm really fucking drunk. Yeah,
I'm pretty right drunk. Yeah, I'd just love to say that Just has finished his final notes on the night, which are some more squiggles on the back of a bit of paper.
Oh, they're empty boxes, these ones.
Empty boxes and a dick drawn at the bottom.
Yeah.
Thanks, Just, for coming on, mate.
Yeah,
thank
it's been
you,
fun,
love
actually. It's been nice, actually. Yeah, it's been nice. It's been well fun.
Mate.
Ubers get pissed up.
What?
Do you want to drink some more drunk?
I definitely want to drink some more drunk. Definitely.
Who wants to get a drink some more drunk? Is that for it?
I'm fucking up for it.
Right. See you soon.
Bye.
See you later.
Sorry.
I don't think we should ever have him back after that, to be quite honest with you.
No.
I mean, wasn't it after this we then went and tried to record one with Pip, and that one we literally couldn't release?
Yeah, that was a real bad night, that was. I don't think that will ever see the light of day.
No.
I guarantee Pip has not deleted the file. He will have kept it.
Yeah, yeah.
But whether or not that's something that Buddy Peace would have to spend hours trawling through trying to cherry pick and edit any nonsense out, you'd probably get left with about a 4-minute podcast.
Yeah, it'd just be staccato and it'd just be weird random words. Nothing could make a sentence because every sentence is too offensive.
Yeah. There you go. Thanks for listening. Yeah. We're back next week for another episode. And if you are a sadist and do want more of us, then we have a Patreon account. We've been doing that for about 22, 23 episodes now. So if you go over there, you can sign up and... you get another episode
each week, and you get to pick the top five, you lucky muckers.
There you go. It's a drunken soiree in the within. Chris and Stu present Hardcore Listing, the podcast.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.